This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. During this time of staying home and social distancing, it's easy to get news fatigue. And binging TV shows and movies can provide an escape. I reached out to Akron Summit County Public Library's culture manager, Bob Ethington, to see what he recommends.
Yeah, if you want to sink your teeth into one, how about Tiger King, the new show that's on Netflix? It is an incredible documentary series, 7 parts about these various people who raise wild jungle animals.
It's not every day that a zookeeper went to prison for murder for hire.
There are more captive tigers in the U.S. than there are in the wild throughout the world.
Animal people are nuts, man. They're all crazy.
I've recommended this show to several people. Everyone that's been watching it is just saying the same thing, that is, it's just, you once you start watching it, you can't turn it off. What are you watching?
The best one that I've started watching recently is Los Espookies on HBO.
Mm. Yes.
And that's a primarily Spanish language comedy and supernatural series. It was co-created by SNL and Portlandia alum Fred Armisen. And it's about this group of horror aficionados who stage exorcisms and make fake latex heads and mail it to people. And it's just really, 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 really kooky.
Right now, with this time that we're all kind of sticking around the house, it is a good excuse to watch some of these things that are immersive and take forever because you have the time to do it. Like, for instance, there's a lot of people I know that have said that they always wanted to see Breaking Bad, but it was just such a long show, they never were able to, you know, really, you know, devote the time to it. And particularly now that there's the prequel, Better Call Saul.
You know why God made snakes before he made lawyers? He needed the practice. That's pretty much the only lawyer joke I know, because all the others are true stories.
One of my favorites is The X-Files, the American sci-fi classic from the 90s with aliens and monsters and mayhem and peak Gillian Anderson pantsuits. And Bob, I actually just looked this up. There are 218 episodes. That's a lot of watching.
A lot of files.
Another thing you can do is, instead of mindlessly scrolling through Netflix or Hulu, is to pick an actress or a filmmaker and go up and down their filmography and watch it all. And for me, I've started to rewatch the films of Spike Lee, from Do the Right Thing.
Doctor?
Come on, what?
Always do the right thing.
That's it?
That's it.
I got it. I'm gone.
To his documentary about Katrina when the levees broke, to his latest Black Klansman.
Why are you acting like you ain't got skin in the game?
I'm telling you, the wars are coming.
When you do that, when you kind of take a deep dive into a director or an actor's work, it will make you be more of an appreciator of film, more of a lover of film. I just find that to be something that would be very rewarding to do, and totally up to each individual what they want to, who they want to dig into, which is sort of perfect. It's not like an assignment. It's like, gee, I always liked that actress. I'm going to go and watch all of her movies. She made 12 films. I'm going to watch every one of them in order and see how they develop as an actress, see how they develop as a director. I think that's a great idea.
Well, Bob, thanks for giving us your binge lists, and take care of yourself while you're hanging out on the couch.
Thank you, sir. Yes, I hope we all eventually get back to our normal lives. But in the meantime, look at this as a chance to catch up on some things and indulge yourself on some things that you would not have the time to do otherwise. It's a perfect time to do it.